Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, there you are.
The coming apocalypse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Welcome to the coming apocalypse. Analysis of today's headlines and how Bible prophecy is unfolding before your very eyes. Please welcome now your host, Pastor Paul Begley.
Are you serious? I mean, wow! It's getting crazier by the minute. What a day today. Hearts, prayers are going out right now for New York City. Certainly, as folks, honest, here we are again. Halloween, which I can't stand Halloween. I literally just won't even. I don't accept it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be therein. And the Lord is good, His mercy endureth forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, good news! Heidi is home. That's right. She came home from the hospital today. She has been extremely well. Now she's hurting tonight. She's hurting tonight pretty rough. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. And I have my phone right here, and it's ready if she needs me to contact me, and we'll take a break, and I'll go upstairs and help her, okay? But she's feeling pretty rough tonight, but no problems. The surgery went extremely well, and she is off and running. I mean, seriously, she is moving around with the walker and doing extremely well. Extremely well, but pray for her because she is in a lot of pain, and it is not an easy deal. As those of you who have ever had a hip replacement, you already know this, and this is Heidi's second hip replacement of the year, and but she's you know, everything's okay. I appreciate so much your guys' prayers. She really thank you for the prayers you guys have prayed for her, and we really, really do. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. And our prayers are also going out tonight for New York City. This guy who decided to go out and rent a Home Depot truck and then drive it and run over a bunch of people. Now, 8 are dead, 15 are injured, and some of those are critical. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that a guy would take a truck and just go plowing through bicyclists and people and just run them over with no hesitation. And oh, by the way, he also plowed into a school bus full of disabled children, and 3 of those children were injured in the bus. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here, folks. This guy was shot by police. He was hollering, Allah Akbar. And you know what's unbelievable to me is CNN, when they covered it, They refused to report that the guy had jumped out of the car with these BB guns and was hollering Allah Akbar. They kept reporting he jumped out of his car with these guns and he was saying God is great. God is great. So and they refused to give you what his name was. They were the last major network to tell you he was from Uzbek and that he was a Muslim, and that he had ties to ISIS. They didn't want to say it. They wouldn't even say Allah Akbar, because they knew if they said Allah Akbar, everybody watching knows that they were dealing with a terrorist, period. No, CNN didn't want to go there. They wanted to continue to cover and to cloak and to protect. I tell you guys, I can't believe it. CNN completely went off the rails. You talk about fake news. They really are. And they will find themselves in the pile of heap of discarded memories of the American public. This is all said and done because they refuse to speak the truth. But we speak the truth here. We're all over this story and other stories. Matter of fact, oh, guess what? Man, I started getting some hate mail from people because I reported on the North Korean nuclear tunnels that collapsed. And people were saying, Begley, there's nobody in the mass media covering this. This is fake news. Fake news. I'm like, oh, it's not fake news. Just because none of your mainstream, lamestream fake news media hasn't covered it doesn't mean it's not true. I knew it was true. We had information, word on the street. And there was one publication out of the UK that then reported it. When they reported it this morning, I decided to run with it. But I already knew before they reported. You see, what happened was we know that Kim Jong-un detonated that 6.3 nuclear bomb, hydrogen bomb underground. He detonated it, and it caused a 6.3 earthquake. It also caused his underground facility, some of the tunnels in it, to weaken and collapse. There was issues. Now, that was on September 3rd. Folks, on October the 10th, it went ahead and collapsed. And that killed 100 people. Then there was a bunch of more people who tried to help dig them out. And the rest of that tunnel where it collapsed as well on them and killed another 100. So we got over 200 people killed. This really happened on October. Nobody reported this. I got the news early this morning that it had happened. But actually, I had heard about it the day before. But you know, I waited. And then when the UK Express, the UK Sun, when they reported it this morning early, then I ran with the story because I knew it was true already, and I knew that eventually the rest of the media would pick it up. Well, finally they did. I seen Bloomberg just posted it 2 minutes ago. Fox News posted it about 4 hours ago. CNN did about 2 hours ago. Some of the others are finally starting to jump in that it was true. There's 200 people dead. I mean, I've got over 20,000 views on it. I knew it was true. And here's the thing. This happens all the time, and you guys know it. I've been out ahead of stories. I have the mainstream, lamestream media many times. So has Stephen Bendenu. So has Haven. So has Alex Jones. So has a lot of the right-wing conservative, those who are reporting what's going on. We get out ahead of the mainstream, lamestream media. I got out ahead of judge because we've got people everywhere now who let us know things. Matter of fact, I reported this situation in New York City ahead of a lot of folks on YouTube, but that's because we got information from people. My phone started ringing, people in New York. It had happened. Of course, we didn't have all the details, but by the time it come around, we were pretty close. We had heard that 8 were dead and 12 were wounded when it ended up being 8 dead and 15 wounded. And then we found out later that he also hit that school bus with those disabled children, injuring 3 of them. But CNN, they didn't want to say Allah Akbar. They don't want to do anything. And guys, let me tell you something else. I know about the guy in Japan with 9 bodies in his apartment, dismembered. We knew about this morning and how that this guy killed 9 people, 8 of them women, 1 a man, and he was cutting their body up. And he was storing them all in his apartment, putting cat litter over them and putting the heads in coolers. And the smell and the stench was so strong, the neighbors called and the police came. And this guy's got 9 dismembered bodies in his house. Happy Halloween in Tokyo. But wait, there's a whole lot more, folks. The wickedness. And I'm going to share with you. We're going to read the word of the Lord. But I got to tell you something else. As you guys are gathering, this is a real story. They're dancing with the dead in Madagascar. Now, you guys know that there's an outbreak of the bubonic plague known as the Black Death. Well, it's mutated to the point that it's the pneumonic plague. It's pneumonia, pneumonic, and it kills in 24 hours if it gets in your lungs. And last time I checked, there was like 124 people dead. I know that number's higher. And also there was a lot of folks sick. I mean, it was well over 1,100 people. I should look and check the numbers. Matter of fact, should I do it right now? We're going to be going to the book of Revelation chapter 19 in just a minute. We're going to let Max read it. Let me share this with you, what they're doing in Madagascar. This will blow your mind. I can't even. It's the name of it. It's called Famadilahana. Famadilahana, Dancing with the Dead. And on this Halloween, they dig up their loved ones that are dead, and they're wrapped up in sheets and stuff, and they dig them up and they pull them out of the grave, and they run around, and they dance with their dead loved ones, holding their bodies up in the streets. Now, a lot of people, these people that have died, they died of the Black Plague, of bubonic plague. So now there's a major concern that that's going to spread this deadly disease among the people. Folks, this is unbelievable, okay? Let's just see what the toll is up to now as it continues to spread. I'm going to see if we got an updated report here. Give me one second, and we'll see if we can get the latest numbers. Let's see. Hang on a second. In the past, about this. Okay. Still, we don't have any. There hasn't been an update in 4 days, so it's still 124 dead, 1,135 sick. We still haven't got an update, so we don't know what it would be. Okay. So this is the stuff going on, but we're going to talk about all of this. Let's read the scripture and then we'll go to it. This is unbelievable tonight. North Korea, what's going on in Manhattan, New York, Tokyo, Japan, Madagascar, and we've got five asteroids that's going to go whizzing by our head tonight. Five asteroids on Halloween, and 92 fireballs have broke through the Earth's atmosphere. What? I mean, the heavens, and there's been 60 earthquakes in the last 24 hours, many of them over 5.0. We just had a 6.3 earlier today in Indonesia, and we just had a 6.1 in New Caledonia, which had a 7.0 yesterday there. And the earthquakes are just everywhere. They're everywhere. The pressure's building. What? So let's just get Max in here. Max, would you please read for us? Would you please read for us? Where'd it go, Max? Revelation chapter 19. Max will read.
Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, O ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is this prophecy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I saw heaven opened, And behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Praise God!
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite nations, and he shall rule with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together under the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.
Unbelievable.
And I saw the beast.
What?
And the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
Unbelievable. Incredible chapter in Revelation 19. But final confrontation. It's the final countdown. Seriously. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns to conquer, to exterminate, to bring great victory to the body of Christ, to all that are seeking the Lord. It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible situation. I want to welcome all of you that are with us live, over 1,000 of you live with us on YouTube, and I think about 200 or so at New Live Stream. Don't know how many of you are watching, but we praise God for all of you at Roku Satellite Television, at paulbegleyprophecy.com. A bunch of folks are over at Periscope. What? Yes, and people are being on Blog Talk Radio. This is the final broadcast for Blog Talk Radio. We've been on Blog Talk Radio now for over 6 years, but we are leaving that network. And so for those of you listening tonight, starting tomorrow, we will only be on, for if you want to listen on radio, you'll need to go to the new radio line, which is a phone number. You dial this number, 605-472-5791. That's 605-472-5791. The access code will be 322-656-POUND. Again, that access code is 322-656. We'll be there every time we go live. So it's not just once a day, but it'll be at noon and in the evenings, or every time we go live. We'll be, and it's very crystal clear. No drops, no calls are dropped. Very, very safe and good for our listeners. They enjoy it. Let's go quick. I want to say hi to everybody out there and let you know that the Lord has set the throne. Those of you who may not know the Lord as your Savior, you definitely want to get things right with God. And tonight, pray, as people are out everywhere on Halloween, is not a safe night. Not because you couldn't be saved by the blood of the Lamb, because we are. We've been washed in the blood, protected by the Word of God. But so many people are out there tonight unprotected, and there is evil, there is mischief, there is wickedness, there are demon spirits, there are sorcerers, there are child abductors, there are pedophilia personalities, there is all kinds of predators. There is evil and wickedness and satanic ritual abuse. And it's not a good night if you're a victim of these people. So please pray and pray, and we shall overcome. So I'm claiming in the name of Jesus divine protection and your grandchildren tonight in Jesus' name. Now, let's quickly go to the stories that are pressing. First of all, let's talk about this Madagascar thing before we talk about New York City, before we talk about the earthquakes even. I want to get you right now to what they're doing. They're dancing with death. A plague is spreading because in Madagascar of the bubonic plague, but that doesn't matter. Relatives are digging up their dead loved ones who died of the Black Death or the Black Plague or the bubonic plague. The plague! They're digging them up, digging up their corpses, and they're dancing with the dead. It's an ancient Madagascar ritual called Fama de Lahana. Fama de Lahana. Now, Madagascarans have been told to stop this traditional practice of Fama de Lahana, which sees their deceased relatives and dancing with them before they are reburied. It is feared that this ceremony has helped spread the outbreak of the pneumonic plague. That's what the bubonic plague is, that has now went to the lungs and has become a deadly pneumonia called pneumonic plague. There's 124 people dead, over 1,133 that are sick in the African island nation of Madagascar. Relatives dancing with the corpses of their loved ones are helping to spread the plague. The officials are warning. Madagascarans have been told to stop this traditional practice of Fama de Lahana, which sees locals dig up the deceased relatives, dancing with them in the streets. It is feared that the ceremony has helped spread the outbreak of the pneumonic plague. And the country's health chief, Willie Randra Maruta, said if a person dies of pneumonic plague and is then put in a tomb that is subsequently reopened to do the Fama de Lahana, the bacteria can still be transmitted and contaminated whoever handles this body. The tradition has been banned since the outbreak began, but they're still doing it anyway. Some locals are openly dismissing this advice and are going to go do this ritual. You know this isn't good. You know digging up your loved ones and dancing with their corpses is not a good thing. We're talking the zombie apocalypse. I mean, are you serious? And guys, I'm pictures and pictures and pictures of them. Thousands of people in the streets. Carrying dead loved ones wrapped in sheets and wrapped in what looks like burlap, and they're carrying them around and they're dancing with them, and it's unbelievable. It's just incredible what's going on here. Matter of fact, it's just incredible that this goes on. Now, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But see, do you see pagan? Do you see where the paganism and this satanic ritual kind of stuff, how it this is why disease comes. This is where it's unbelievable, but they're doing it. They're doing it. One man said, I've practiced this for at least 15 times, the Fama de Lahana ceremonies. I've never caught the plague. Yeah, dude, maybe you didn't, but do you know what? That's like playing in the street and say, I've played in the street a lot. I never got hit. Yeah, but you just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And you raise the odds. Eventually, you're going up short. I mean, you just can't. The Bible says, can a man play with fire and not be burned? Can you put fire to your bosom and not be burned? Of course you will eventually. I mean, anyway, guys, all of The latest warning came as the British aid workers said the epidemic will get worse because of this ceremony. And Oliver Lee Galero of Action Against Hunger said the epidemic is ahead of us. We have not yet reached the peak. And as many as 50 aid workers are believed to have been among the 1,200 people infected with this more dangerous airborne pneumonic strain of the disease. It is mutating. The Sun has revealed yesterday how warnings have been issued for 9 countries surrounding Madagascar amid fears the disease could spread via sea trade and flight routes. And the World Health Organization has issued alerts for these 9 countries, which include South Africa, Mozambique, Tanzania, Kenya, and others. Okay, it's just not safe. And so the outbreak has torn through the island of Madagascar. It has become very dangerous and very, 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 very contagious. Is the plague, which killed over 50 million people in the medieval days, and I don't even know how many it killed after that. I mean, it's just not good. Okay, so anyway, pray for these people. They need understanding. They need Jesus. They need to understand that Christ is the resurrection and the life. He's the one that's going to raise the dead. We don't need to play with the dead corpses. We don't need to dig them up. We got to let them rest and wait till the Lord returns, okay? So that's going on. We got that. We got to deal with that right now. The earthquakes. We'll talk about Manhattan at the moment. Earthquakes. Earthquakes out of control. We don't even know what the deal is, because the solar winds is right now 281 kilometers per second. There's been solar flare. You know, no corona mass ejection. But what we do know, and the sun is in a minimum, but we do know the sun has such a huge, massive hole in the atmosphere that they're calling it a canyon. So the winds, even though they're not real hard, man, what if they were blowing 600 and 700 miles an hour? But even though they're not, and guess what? By per second, we are going to be inundated because gaping hole. It's just a free-for-all, basically. The winds off the sun are coming right at us. And here's what's going on, just so you'll know. Earthquakes everywhere. Everywhere. There's been 50, now 60, there's been 60 of them in the last 24 hours. I'm not going to call 60 quakes. There's just too many. Let's just hit the big ones over 5. 5.8 Tonga. 4.9 Indonesia. Well, all right. 5.0 New Zealand. There was a 4.1. I just want to mention this. Oklahoma had a 4.1. Very shallow, only 3.4 kilometers. 5.9 Indonesia. 5.7 Indonesia. 6.3 megaquake Indonesia. 4.8 Mexico. 5.7 Indonesia, 5.1 Indonesia, 4.8 China, 4.6 New Caledonia. And you guys remember yesterday, New Caledonia had a 7.0 megaquake. 5.0 Tonga, 5.0 Indonesia, 5.0 Indonesia, 5.4 New Caledonia. 5.2 New Caledonia, 4.9, 5.0, both in New Caledonia. Very shallow. One is 11 kilometers, one's 5 kilometers, one is 7.2 kilometers. Then we have a 4.9 earthquake in Tonga, very shallow. 5.4, the South Sandwich Islands, only 10, I mean, that one was a little deeper, 101 kilometers. 4.7, earthquake in New Caledonia, very shallow. 5.3, New Caledonia, shallow. 5.0 earthquake, New Zealand. 5.1, New Caledonia. 5.0, Solomon Islands. 5.0, 6.1, New Caledonia. And it just doesn't stop. The earth is shaking and quaking and things are breaking and my mind is aching. The devil's back is breaking. Everything is insane. It's just, this is the end times. It's the end of days. And the pressure is building. And the earth is shaking. And the devil's getting nervous. And it's becoming a situation that you just can't escape. I mean, I don't know what to say. Jesus said, this is what's going to happen. And there's 92 fireballs in the sky. Are you serious? Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I mean, they're everywhere. 92 of them. And you ought to see the map, how they're all just, they're entangled. Just entangled, coming from every different direction. I mean, it's, and five asteroids are going by the Earth. Near miss asteroids tonight. Five on Halloween. Asteroid 2017 UO43. Asteroid 2017 TZ4. Asteroid 2003 UV11. Asteroid 2017 UP6. And asteroid 2017 UO2. Five asteroids. 92 fireballs, 60 earthquakes, the Black Plague, and they're dancing with the crosses. It can't get any worse, can it? Yes, it can. In Japan. What? Yes, this guy in Japan, the face of evil, I guess is what you want to call him. His name, he's 27 years old. His name is Takashiro. I mean, I can't believe this. This is what happened today. On Halloween, this 27-year-old Japanese man has been arrested after police found several dismembered bodies in coolers in his apartment building in Tokyo, Japan. What? The man's neighbors reportedly said they noticed a foul smell coming from his apartment. Nine dismembered bodies were uncovered in the apartment in Zama City, Tokyo, Japan, located there. Japanese media is reporting. Eight of these bodies were women. One was a man. And according to reports, the suspect dismembered their bodies in the bathroom. A man connected with one of the missing 23-year-old women is reportedly telling police that he had dismembered the bodies. Nine authorities arrested him, and he confessed to cutting up the bodies. The suspect attempted to hide the bodies in coolers and cover them with cat litter. What? Local media reports that investigators first found the severed heads of two women in coolers in the entry of the apartment. Oh, dear God, help us. The man's neighbors reportedly noticed this foul smell coming from his apartment. Police made the gruesome discovery while searching for the 23-year-old missing woman. She disappeared, according to police spokesman. The woman's believed to be among the dead. The young woman contacted, here's what happened. This young woman, 23 years old, she contacted this guy on the internet through social media. She had put out on social media that she seeking for somebody, join her in a suicide pact. And this guy responded to her. But he didn't kill himself. He just brought her in there and killed her. We don't know how he killed her. We just know he dismembered her body. Security camera footage shows the two of them walking together near the suspect's apartment last week. The woman's brother contacted police a few days prior after discovering that his sister had contacted a man on Twitter. And that's how they were able to find this guy. The phone call they got, the fact that this man found out his sister had contacted a guy on his honored Twitter account, and that she had been posting, she was looking for somebody to join her suicide pack. He got nervous, told the police she'd been missing and that she had contacted this guy. They had already gotten phone calls that there was a foul odor coming from that apartment already. So they went back, and this is what they discovered on Halloween in Tokyo, Japan. See, this is why I wrote the book Zombie Apocalypse. And that's why we did the DVD, Zombie Apocalypse 2. I really got in depth in the book, Zombie Apocalypse. If you haven't gotten this book, this is a must read. Parents, this is a must read, not only for you, but for your high school children. Seriously, your high school and college students. The reason is the high school kids and the college kids will come in contact with people fascinated with demonic spirits, seances. I discuss seances, Ouija boards, tarot cards, all kinds of communicating with the dead, which is forbidden in the Bible. I tell you several different stories of exorcisms. I tell you about I went into a house that was definitely demonically infested. It's called an infestation. Because, I mean, wow, what went on there? Read the story. Demon possession, demon oppression, demon infestation. 35 accounts of people who had superhuman strength. They would strip down naked, quoting scriptures, or they had a Bible with them, yet they would attack people and start eating on their flesh. Unbelievable stories that are documented in here, and this, and I even got special prayers you can pray, and all kinds of very vital information. So that's why we wrote the book Zombie Apocalypse, the Return of Legion, the Demons Are Loose. Of course, the brand new DVD. If you haven't got this DVD contains shocking accounts of demonic possession, including voodoo, witch doctors, cannibalism, exclusive interview where I sat down with L.A. Marzulli. Throughout the whole DVD, it keeps going back to my interview with L.A. Marzulli on different questions, and he ties the zombieism, he ties it to the Nephilim. There's definitely a link to the days of the Nephilim. And also, there's an interview with Casper McLeod on here, Dr. Casper McLeod, because he had a firsthand experience. He actually witnessed a zombie apocalypse attack in New York City in the late 1970s. And so all that is there. It's a powerful DVD. I'm just saying that if you haven't gotten it, order it. If you can, order both the book and the DVD, and so that you'll have the information, and you really should share the book. You should share with your high school kids and college kids to keep them from getting involved with the occult. And they might think it's just innocent kids having a seance. Oh, no, no. You're opening portals. You're opening doors. You're opening demonic spirits that can possess you. And it happens to people all the time. Or they go into these ghost hunter guys. They don't know what they're doing. Seriously. They got their little gadgets and they're running around. And they're hunting ghosts. Yeah, they're hunting demons, and they don't know. And some of them get possessed, or the demons follow them home and then torment them at night. It's just, you don't do it, okay? So I know you that are Christians know this, but there's people watching me right now who aren't saved, and there's no doubt young people watching, saying, what is this show about, Dancing with the Dead? In Madagascar, that's really happening. And then you've had the cannibalism in Papua New Guinea. You've had the Haitians, of course, been big on zombieism. It's even in Little Miami, Miami, Florida, and also in the bayous of Louisiana and New Orleans. This practice of zombieism has been spreading, big time, and among African nations, there's been all kinds of this. And the Clintons, that's how they got their motivation. On their honeymoon, they went to Haiti to hang out with witch doctors and experience private witch doctor ceremonies. And Bill Clinton said he got the power to run for the presidency because of the influences he received at those sessions. And Hillary State, they went back many times. Folks, I don't want to tell you all about this, okay? But this is what's going on. You want to know what's going on in Washington? You want to know what's really going on in Washington? I mean, you're dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, folks. And that's why we see the violence that we see today. This is why we see the slime, the sleaze. And look at Hollywood. Look at the pedophilia. Look at the pedogate. Look at Pizzagate. Look at what they're doing. The sexual assaults in the media and in the politicians and among the actors and the movie industry. And then the secret societies and the occultism of the elitists. And the Luciferians, and the drinking of blood, and the vampirism. Are you serious? And the satanic ritual abuse. This is Halloween! The demons are loose, but they're not just loose on one night. My God, the devil is run. The Bible says the devil's like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. And so the church has to understand that we actually have the power. We have the authority. We have the power. Behold, Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread over the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. You should rejoice because your name is written. Glory, okay? Amen, amen. But it's getting filthy out there. It's filthy out. And that's why we got to have, they won't preach on this stuff in the local churches on Sunday morning. Are you serious? Do you really think they're going to preach on the zombieism, witchcraft, satanic ritual abuse, principalities and powerful positions of government? Are they going to discuss with you the Dancing with the Dead of Mascar and the practices of the spells, the hexes, the curses, the witchcraft manipulation that goes on in the business world, in the church world, in the political world? Who's going to stand up against Ezekiel? God spoke to Ezekiel in chapter 8. And said, I'm taking you down, and I'm going to show you right here. Dig a hole in the foundation. And I want you to dig, and you'll find a secret door. And so he dug and found the door. God said, open the door. When he did, he looked, and he saw the ancient. He'd seen the elders of Israel in the dungeon practicing abominations to idol gods. And pure wickedness of demonic rituals. And God said, now, Ezekiel, now you understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with, that's why there's these demon forces you're dealing with here, is because some of the very elders of the nation of Israel, look at them. They're involved in this. Listen, Tony Podesta, John Podesta, are you serious? What? It's not just one party either. It's not just the Democrats. There's Republicans, Democrats, Independents. They don't care. The people who play this, do this wickedness, they don't care about political affiliation. Guys, they don't care. It's about destroying a nation, destroying the gospel, destroying the Jews, destroying the nation of Israel, tearing down the faith. Can I get some water? thank you for praying for Heidi. She's really, she's home, and she's really very, very appreciative for your prayers. She's having a rough night tonight, but we're going to help her through it. Okay, so let's go to New York City. It's Halloween, right? So you got some radical Islamic Muslim militant with a name so long that I'd be insane to try to pronounce it. He's from Uzbek. So, you know, don't you think, when are we going to close the borders? When are we going to let Donald Trump put a Muslim ban on the, at least the most dangerous Muslim nations, and throw in area wire? And then after we tighten that up, then let's start looking at the people that are here and ask ourselves, who is this dude? Okay. Well, Saifulo Habibulovic Sabhov. I'm not even going to try that twice because I, you know, let's just, should we? Yeah, let's Google it. Let's just do Google Translate. Let's just do it just so that we can say that we officially did it correctly. Okay. I don't even know if Google Translate can translate this one. Okay. But we're going to give him a chance. Let's just type this guy's name in. Who is this dude? And what was he doing? Well, see, this is part of ISIS. This is what they said they've been calling for. Homicide. Man, this guy's name is so long. Are you serious? Here we go. Here's what it sounds like. You ready for this? Say what? I think I said that right. I think, guys, you can go back and watch the... watch it. I think Safe. Yeah, I said that. I think I got it right. I think if you guys go back and check, you'll see that I was real close there. So anyway, all right, so here's this guy. He drives this, he goes and rents this truck, right? Rents a truck from Home Depot and decides he's gonna go plow over to innocent people on Halloween. Okay, so that's what he does. I'm gonna see if I can find the story. Here it is. And he kills 8 innocent people and injures 15. A man who emerged from the vehicle. At least 8 people have been killed in New York City after the driver of a Home Depot truck mowed down people on a cycle path in Lower Manhattan. Just a couple blocks from the World Trade Center, a man emerged from the vehicle brandishing imitation guns, was shot by police officers and arrested. Police urged people to avoid the area as a major emergency services operation got underway. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said it was a cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians. Mangled bicycles littered the scene of the attack, and the retailer Home Depot confirmed that the truck had been rented from them. One witness identified as Eugene told ABC 7 that he saw a white pickup truck driving fast down the cycle path along the west side of the highway near the high school. He said this truck was driving at full speed and hitting a number of people. He also reported hearing about 9 or 10 gunshots. That was actually police shooting at the suspect. As the suspect got done running the people over and crashing the truck, he jumped out with these fake guns, hollering, "Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar." Police then shot him. Now, man refused to say the name. They wouldn't say that he was yelling Allah Akbar. Instead, they said he was saying that God was great. Now, he was saying Allah Akbar, which in Arabic means God is great. But say what he said, because that is part of the MO, guys. That is part of the the identification. We just heard what his name is. He's from Uzbek, and he's hollering Allah Akbar. He's Middle Eastern, and he's running people over, hollering out, and he's just, this is terrorism. Why would you not report it? Why would you not report it, Wolf Blitzer? What is wrong with these people at CNN? But remember, Wolf Blitzer is the same guy that when Mohammed Mursi was letting people be crucified in the front lawn of his presidential palace in Cairo, Egypt, during the Arab Spring that was called for by President Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and this orchestrated overthrow of chaos of the Middle East, helped by the CIA, the Obama administration destabilized the Middle East. His plan was to create enough chaos that the radical Islamic Muslims would go ahead and turn and create a caliphate and go after Israel. That's really what he wanted. Now, Mohammed Mursi tried to implement Sharia law. You could find the prophecy of what he did in Isaiah 19. Unbelievable. It was Egyptian of fighting brother and neighbor against neighbor. And the idols of were stolen. Well, guess what? Five major idol gods were stolen out of King Tut's museum in Cairo. And the fierce king, the cruel lord, took over. Now, I'm saying all this to say this. CNN, after Mohammed Mursi took over. And oh, by the way, Mohammed Mursi and his wife were personal friends since 1988 with Bill and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Are you serious? They went to, they did a lot of work together after Clinton became governor of Arkansas with Mohammed Mursi, who was the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. And then, oh, by the way, Hillary ends up hiring Uma Abedin from the Muslim Brotherhood to be her chief of staff, basically, for 20 years. I mean, this is such a cesspool. You talk about a cesspool. You talk about incestuous cesspool of sin and sleaze and slime in the slippery slope of the swamp. The Clintons, unbelievable, really. But wait, there's Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer decided to go to Cairo, Egypt, and do an interview with Mohammed Mursi. Spent 3 days with Mursi in the palace and bragged on him. He did specials. He did these specials. They kept airing them on CNN. How wonderful Mohammed Mursi was, and the guy was trying to implement Sharia law on the entire nation of Egypt. He liked to destroy Egypt. I don't know what to say. I'm watching the coverage of this Paul Manafort and this Richard Gates and the other guy, Papalopoulos, or whatever his name is. Donald Trump is just sitting there shaking his head, saying, what a joke. Robert Mueller and this is just one big scam. It's so corrupt. It's almost frightening. It's almost frightening how corrupt Washington has become. It's really become dangerous. But it's the new world order. We're witnessing the beast, how ugly it is. And look at all these demons that are loose. You got the guy dismissing people. We find that out on Halloween. That's in Tokyo. We got the people dancing with the dead corpses in Madagascar. And the dead corpses are dead from the Black Plague. Boy, you couldn't get any worse than that. And then you got the guy in Manhattan running people over in New York City. And then you got the people who are and the media are afraid to even say Allah Akbar, won't even say it. You know what? If I guarantee you, if Barack Obama was still president or if Hillary had won, nobody in the media would be allowed to say that this was a Muslim or that this was even a jihadist attack. They would say we're still too early to determine whether or not this was terrorism or not. Remember Barry Obama? He did that all the time. I mean, you got people running around wearing burqas with machetes hollering Allah Akbar, and he's like, well, we still don't know yet. That's unbelievable. And right after Friday prayers, he had the San Bernardino thing. He don't know. I don't know. The Orlando killer, the Orlando nightclub pulse. I mean, well, we're not sure. So I probably got the NSA probably. Hi, Tenderleaf. Thank you for staying. I'm just telling the truth. I mean, I'm saying what everybody's already thinking. I'm telling the truth. If Jesus were here right now and this was his broadcast, he would say, my little children, look at the corruptness in Washington. Look at, he would start calling them vipers. Oh, ye generation of vipers. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And I don't know what all he would say to these people. He would just call them out, I guess. Unbelievable. So anyway, we got earthquakes. We got and by the way, what about the let's talk about North Korea. So I did a video on this today, guys, because I'd already gotten contacted that this thing had collapsed, okay? There were about 200 people dead. But I waited until I got at least one media somewhere confirming it. And the Sun did this morning. When I saw the article by the Sun, I said, that's it, I'm running with it, because I know it's true. I'd already heard about it. I was already contacted by our sources. I know it's true that North Korea's main nuclear test site had collapsed and killed 200 people. And let me tell you the rest, because the media is not going to tell you this. And radiation is escaping out of there, very lethal, high doses of radiation. That's because when you detonate hydrogen nuclear bombs and then your tunnels collapse, the radiation is it's coming out. There's no other way around this. It's going to affect that region. There's going to be radiation hanging around for quite some time. So after I got this, let me say this. Some people ask, why did you do this video in what looks like a bathroom? Well, I was at the hospital with Heidi this morning, and I already knew the story, but I was holding, sitting on it, waiting on one confirmation, because I didn't want to be the first person in the whole world to say it with no, all I would have had was the word on the street. Now, I could, but man, that's too big of a thing to say. Just say, well, I got info, nobody's reporting it yet, but we got nuclear fallout out here. So I waited. But when the Sun at the UK reported it, then I ran with it. Well, I was in the hospital in Heidi's room in the hospital when I got the text of the article. So I decided to just dart down the hallway. I knew there was a bathroom on the fifth floor of the hospital there, and I just went into this little bathroom, locked the door, and no, I'm not sitting on the toilet. I mean, that was, everybody wants to say, no, I was not. But I made sure, I didn't want to have like, you know, see everything in the bathroom. So I got over in a corner, I'm standing up, but I'm just holding the phone in front of me, and I'm going ahead and doing the video, and you can hear that I'm in a bathroom. But I wanted to get it out. I wanted to get it out. I knew it was true. And then the lamestream media for hours never touched it. I mean, it was like 4 or 5 hours before finally Fox News, and then finally some of the others, and then finally CNN came around like about an hour before I came on the air tonight. And now Bloomberg just, and now finally, But they're all saying that it collapsed on October the 10th. That's correct. That is collapsed. He detonated the bomb on September 3rd, but the tunnels finally collapsed on October 10th. But we're finally getting the media, finally the news gets out on October 31st, Halloween. So Kim Jong-un, do we really want this guy shooting a missile with a nuke on it over the Pacific Ocean? So it's really crazy what's going on, guys. I mean, in all seriousness, we got Kim Jong-un escaping radiation, detonating nuclear bombs, threatening nuclear war. We have some demon-possessed dude in Tokyo chopping up killing nine people, chopping up their bodies and putting their heads in coolers and throwing their bodies in the bathroom and putting cat litter over them, hoping that'll work. What? We got the people in Madagascar digging up their dead relatives, dancing in the street with their dead bodies over their heads, full of the black plague. What? And then we've got the dude in New York deciding to run people over on Halloween as people are going to a Halloween parade. Oh, Lord. And I don't know, what else do we got? You see all the demons? The demons are everywhere. This is just the beginning of the chaos, guys. This is it. This is what the Bible means in Revelation. This is the beginning. These are the days of chaos. This is the beginning of it. And the Lord revealed to me that between these two eclipses, we're going to see at least seven apocalyptic events. And none of the things I'm talking about today would I even consider one of the seven apocalyptic events. We've got earthquakes today. Throw that in there, about 60 of them in 24 hours. Wars and rumors of wars. Demon spirits loose. Spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, it's unbelievable what we're talking about here. Unbelievable. I'm wondering tonight. I'm not saying all this to make you like freak out or something. I'm not. I just want to be sure that, because I know if you go to church next Sunday, you're going to get this real fluffy, puffy message that's going to bore half of you to sleep and no anointing heart. And, you know, good guys, you know, they're doing what they know, but, you know, and I mean, they mean well. I'm not throwing them under the bus, but I just know you're not going to get a whole lot of nourishment there. I mean, you're going to get a little bit. It's going to help you a little bit. It's encourage you, but you need to know really what's happening so that you understand why you need to have put on the whole armor of God, because you are wrestling not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. They're starting to destroy your children right now. There are spirits of darkness trying to destroy the future of your grandchildren right now. There are wicked spirits that are creeping in trying to destroy your marriage right now. There is all kinds of temptations and sin and all kinds of distractions that are trying to destroy your life. And then there is the dangers of the demons of hell and the wicked people involved in bringing about the chaos upon the earth. I'm going to ask you a question. Please. You know, Sunday night we had 49 people except Jesus Christ. Last night we had 39. And tonight, if there was ever a night that I wouldn't want to, every night, every day is important. I'll tell you what, don't you want to know that you've got Jesus Christ in your life? I mean, really, don't you want to live in peace? Jesus said, in the world you'll have trouble, but in me you'll have peace. The peace I give you, the world cannot give you. Because the peace that the Lord gives you passes all understanding. It's just unbelievable. First of all, We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none of us righteous, not one. But if you'll give your life to Jesus Christ and let him come into your heart, he will save you and he will set you free. I'm going to play one song, and we're going to pray with every person that would like to give their life to Jesus Christ. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer. Don't drive another nail. We've all drilled the nails into Christ, his hands and his feet, our sin, our disobedience, respect for God. All of us are guilty. Grace. We can find mercy. We can find the salvation of the Lord in Jesus' name. Do it right now. Type, I want to be saved. Let's pray. I will pray for you. Let me write your name down. Let's get saved tonight.
He wanted to do the things he loved.
Jonathan Gardner.
The Sunday Fishing.
John. Janeiro's rededicating at Periscope. Praise God.
Old wife to find me. I'll be down at the creek.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to drive another nail.
How many others want to be saved?
I would try. I've got the scars on these two hands that show I haven't failed, but I don't want
to cry. I'm saved tonight. Tonight's the night Jesus said, I've come to sell chapter free. Lawrence Williams.
We have just one more job to do.
I think Legend Gamer is rededicated. God bless you. We love you, brother. Ken Johnson wants to be
in a country church for the lost and found.
Praise God.
Oh, Sam was there against his will. As the preacher spoke on Calvary's hill. How they took the master and the new.
Gemini is also rededicated tonight.
It's your Sam a crying as he fell down on his knees. I don't want to drive another nail. I want to live my life for you. I want to do it well. The stars on your two hands that show where I'm at. Lord, I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive another nail. I want to live my life for you. I want to do it well. You've got the scars on your two hands that show where I have failed. Lord, I don't want
to die. Scuba Scrub wants to be saved. Praise God. Alexandra wants to be saved. Praise God. Jonathan Garner wants to be saved. Lawrence Williams wants to be saved. Ken Johnston wants to be saved. Alonzo wants to be saved. Scuba Scrub wants to be saved. Alexandra wants to be saved. Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, wants to be saved. Kathy wants to be saved. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Also, John Pittman wants to be saved. Praise God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not in ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So tonight's the night. Tonight is the night to get born again. And right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got people right here, right now. Plus, I know there's others listening out there on the radio. Maybe you're on your iPhone. Maybe you're listening on the Public Prophecy app. Maybe you're watching this on the archives. Thousands of people will watch this broadcast. You know, last night's broadcast was watched 26,000 times by the time we started tonight's broadcast. This is what I'm trying to say. There are so many people out there. So if you're one of those people watching this program as an archive, and you're saying, I want to get saved, Pastor Begley, but this is a rerun. Look, I might be on, I'm not live maybe, but Jesus is always live. And if you're going to be saved, you can pray along with me, but believe me, right now, the Lord is ready to set you free. He is ready. Faye wants to be saved. God bless you, Faye. Amen. I'm going to pray with these folks. Let me see. Deborah Mallory, can you pray for salvation and healing for my son, Daniel? He's in ICU. He's very critical in a medical-induced coma. He needs a miracle. Can you please pray all on this chat line for him? Yes, we can. His name is Daniel Mallory. Mallory, I think it is. It's spelled Daniel, and it's spelled M-L-L-O-R-Y, Mallory. That's it, Daniel Mallory. He's in ICU in a coma, and he really needs a miracle, folks. Also, we're going to pray for him. Also, Jason Woods wants to be saved. Praise God. And also, is rededicating. We've prayed with Victor before. God bless you, Victor. And I'm going to have to also get back upstairs and help Heidi. So I really should pray with you folks. I'm praying for Daniel also, and for every one of you that want to be saved. I've got 11 names, and I know there's others. Pray with me right now. Ask Jesus into your heart. You can repeat after me or pray along with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm repenting of my sins, and I'm calling on the name of the Lord. I'm confessing my sins to God. I'm sorry, God. I want to get things right. I want to be clean, and I want to start over. I want to be given a chance to serve you. I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of the world. I'm tired of the sin. I'm tired of the wickedness. And I'm coming to Jesus Christ. I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm accepting Christ by faith, calling upon the Messiah, Yeshua, the Son of the Living God, because I believe. Bless you, Elaine Sanchez. I mean, Alan Belgener. I believe, and I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth rose from the dead. I believe that Yeshua is the Son of the Living God, that Christ is the Savior of the world, and that he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Chloe wants to be saved, and that he's coming back again soon, very soon. Pascal wants to be saved. And Leah Spreeser wants to be saved. And I know Christ is coming back, and I want to be saved. So right here, right now, by faith in God's grace, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I am saved, 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 healed, delivered, saved, born again, saved in Jesus' precious name. And many of you also were rededicating tonight. Praise God for that in Jesus' name. But I want to pray also, this also another one, isolated one, what got saved tonight. Oh, praise God, isolated one. Folks, I got Jonathan Gardner, Lawrence Williams, Ken Johnston, Alonzo, Scuba Scrub, Alessandra, Carrie, Kathy, John Pittman, Faye, Jason Woods, Elaine Belger, Chloe Pascal, Lais Freeser, and isolated one. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I got 16 names tonight getting born again that we know of, many dedicating. And I want to pray for Daniel Mallory. Tomorrow I'm going to pray for I'm going to do a 12 noon show tomorrow. And I've got a list of special requests. Sunday night we had people who sent in special prayer requests. And as I went through them this afternoon very closely, every one of them, I realized that we had so many special requests and special needs. I want to read some of those and pray over those tomorrow at 12 noon. But right now, can I pray over Daniel Mallory? Daniel Mallory, who's in a coma in ICU, and his mother and family are requesting a miracle prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bring before you Daniel Mallory. We know, God, that you know who he is. You know his physical condition, and you know his spiritual condition. And God, we're asking for a miracle tonight, and for some reason, God, I believe it. I believe it, and so I'm coming to you with all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't know the situation, but I just know the one who's going to touch him. And God, I'm calling on you to hear our prayer tonight, because we're asking for a miracle, and we're asking for the grace and the mercy here, and that these folks that have got enough confidence and enough faith to come and ask, God, now I know this has got to be your will, and it's up to you, and you know the whole big picture, and that I don't know. But I'm bringing it to you by faith tonight to touch this young man and to heal his body. And God, to lift him up, I pray. And do a work, God, that man can't do. A miracle where there's a miracle needed. So right now, by faith, accept it and believe it. By stripes we are healed. The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And we praise you, Lord, right now, because we believe. And in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I am saved. I am a believer. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. And tonight, Lord, we're believing for the healing of Daniel Mallory in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord, right now, in Jesus' precious name. Also, prayers for my friend's daughter, Maria Edwards, also in ICU after an automobile accident tonight, broken neck, badly torn knee, all right, and going into surgery. Wendolyn, all right, we're going to pray right now. It's your friend's daughter. Her name is Maria Edwards, and she's been in a terrible car accident tonight on Halloween. She has a broken neck and a terribly torn up knee. Into surgery. Also, Gina Marie is also saying, please pray also for my son who may lose his leg in the hospital. I'm telling you, that's why tomorrow I'm going to do a special broadcast to pray for the needs of so many people. Father, right now, would you just move right now and win this friend, this young lady, horrific accident in ICU. Lord, will you touch her? Help the doctors, Lord, as they repair her knee in surgery. And God, also, as you heal me from a broken neck, so I know, God, you can do this, would you help heal her body and bring her on the road to recovery quickly? also this other young man that needs our prayer. His name is Joshua. God, will you touch his body tonight? Would you touch him? Help him tonight. God, you have the power to do it. His mother brings his name before you. And we just believe, God, that you'll move and that you'll touch him and bring restoration and healing and salvation in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen and amen. Tomorrow, don't miss 12 noon. It will be a special program. As I said, I was looking at tonight. Of course, I got Heidi home from the hospital, and then I'm trying to catch up on all the work that she normally does a ton. And so I was trying to do that, help her, and get prepared for tonight. But I was going through these prayer requests from Sunday night. And I was getting ready to put them all in the treasure chest. For them and was praying over them. I was going to put them in the treasure chest. And the Lord said, no, tomorrow I have a special prayer for these people and all of the prayer requests in that treasure chest, all of the needs. And even some of the people will have even more needs tomorrow. So pray for them all. Okay. Pray for them all. God bless you. Love all of you. I gotta cut out. I gotta go up and help Heidi. So good night to all of you. We love you. Welcome to the family of God. Please get baptized if you got saved. Do you need a Bible? Just go to our website and ask for one. Just click on the prayer wall. And if you want to help us, thank you for being a partner of Paul Begley Prophecy Ministries. Please help us tonight so we can continue to get all the Bibles and blankets and everything else and get the gospel out to people all over the world. And we just want to touch them. We want to get the Bibles into their hands. And we just want to keep preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because he's coming soon. Great to see everybody there tonight. God bless all of you. We love you all. I'll see you guys tomorrow. All right? Thank you. Hit the easy button, Billy Nitrine, and good night, all of you. And Miss Edie, if you put my address in the chat room, everyone, I forgot to do it on the screen. But if you'll do that, just for people who may want to give and want to send a check or money order or just may want to send a special prayer request in or a praise report so I can read it when I'm opening the mail, which I'll be doing that tomorrow, please. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' name, okay? In Jesus' name. I thought I could do this right, but I don't know if I can or not. There's our address, okay? Good night, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. Be blessed. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Praise God.